USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve Chair says the U.S. economy is recovering at an uneven pace.
The path of the economy continues to depend significantly on the course of the virus and the measures undertaken to control its spread.
Jerome Powell speaking after the Fed concluded 2 days of meetings on Wednesday, saying they would keep interest rates near zero. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Americans are fed up and furious about gun violence, but restricting gun rights will not work.
No research has found any statistical reduction in crime, including mass shooting fatalities, from confiscation laws.
Democrats are pushing federal red flag laws at a hearing on Wednesday that would allow a judge to remove someone's guns if it's determined that they're a threat to the public or themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal investigators are executing a search warrant at Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment. The New York Times saying it's part of a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal lawyer. The paper says authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A newly declassified document shows the FBI is continuing to abuse the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act program, including searching for information on people who have gone to the Bureau to report they were victims of a crime. The searches included looking for information for people who had requested to participate in the Bureau-run Citizens Academy program, a program for local leaders designed to foster greater understanding of the role of law enforcement. In other cases, people who entered the field office, which was not named, to report that they were victims of the crime, were subjected to the background search. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Biden plans to lay out his $1.8 trillion proposal that includes new spending on child care, education, and paid leave, and extensions of some tax breaks in his primetime address on Wednesday. The president plans to pay for all this new spending by raising taxes on those who make over $400,000 a year and raising capital gains taxes. Shark Tank co-host, investor, and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, tells CNBC raising taxes on those who create jobs is not a good idea.
You have to ask, what issue are we trying to solve? You may argue that the wealthy don't pay enough tax, but the wealthy create all the jobs in America. So let's, you know, I mean no disrespect toward leadership at all. I'm a pragmatic investor, entrepreneur. I support companies that create jobs. Let's look at how many jobs Jeff Bezos has created in the last 20 years versus, let's say, Elizabeth Warren. How many jobs has she created? Basically, she should be creating policy that creates jobs. And I would argue that that policy does exactly the opposite. How many jobs has Bill Gates created? How many jobs have giant entrepreneurs that have been successful created in America? A majority of the jobs. And we need those people. We don't want them going anywhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.